This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. A firefighting helicopter that crashed last month battling the Gold Mountain Fire flipped upside down while refilling its water bucket. That's according to a preliminary report by the National Transportation Safety Board. The crash killed pilot Nicholas Dale in July. Dale was on his sixth trip to get water from the Silverjack Reservoir when the helicopter rolled to the right and went down. Dale is one of five firefighters killed battling wildfires this year in Colorado. Meanwhile, water levels in Lake Mead are now the lowest they've been since it was filled in the 1930s. The reservoir, which is held back by Hoover Dam, generates hydropower and stores water for cities and farms across the West. Jack Schmidt studies the Colorado River at Utah State University.
Right now, the complications are really with reservoir recreation, marinas, but we're only 5 feet above genuine conflicts with the production of electricity. It's not a good situation.
The federal government is expected to release a new plan to keep more water in Lake Mead by cutting the amount that flows to Arizona, California, and Nevada. A trail near Trinidad is open again after a closure to protect peregrine falcons. This is the fifth year the final mile of the Fisher's Peak State Park Summit Trail is closed from spring to late summer. That's since a pair of the birds chose the site to raise their young. Colorado Parks and Wildlife biologists say the baby birds have now matured and left the nest. It's 6:06. This is CPR News.